Hey guys, welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're going to be talking about Toy Story. We're going to be talking about the Walk of Fame. And what else are we talking about, Sarah?
Everything.
Everything. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Hey everybody! I just had to throw a curveball at Sarah there. I wanted to see him like ready, wake up, go, let's go. The show's live, guys. Thank you for watching Disney Movie News. This is the show where we talk about Disney Movie News.
Oh,
I'm Leo Camacho. I'm the guy on the far right, and you can follow me everywhere at Leo Zombie or Mr. Leo Zombie or whatever your social media platform of preference may be. But let's not talk about me. Let's talk about them.
I'm Sarah. Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter, Sarah G Sterling on Instagram, Sarah Sterling on YouTube.
Not complicated at all.
Hey guys, I'm Renee, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And I have to give a quick shout out to Generation Beauty Nation with a J for these gorgeous lash extensions. I'm obsessed. Go follow her on Instagram. She's amazing.
Do it. And I have to give a shout out to my parents for these amazing eyebrows that got me. Sponsored ad. Guys, kind of a quiet week.
Yeah, it was really hard to find news.
It was really hard to find news this week. So let's chat. I want to encourage everyone in the chat, speak up, share your mind, so that we can have a dialogue, because this is a live show, as it's being recorded anyway. And I want to talk to you guys. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you feel. I want to know what you care about. But let's just jump into things. Michael Keaton, your favorite Batman. He's confirmed to be a villain in...
What? I thought it was Will Smith.
Dumbo. It is Will Smith.
No. Michael Keaton.
Will Smith turned it down.
Okay.
They offered it to him and said no.
I'm just doing the joke.
Did he?
I know you're doing the joke, but I'm doing the news. No, Will Smith was like legitimately thinking about doing this role.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, but he didn't do it. He realized, nah.
Thought about it. Was like, eh.
He's like, nah, and he didn't do it.
That was a really good impression.
Thanks. He actually does that, so.
So, Michael Keaton, the villain of Dumbo. There he is.
The villain of Dumbo, the villain of Spider-Man, the hero of Batman, the hero of Birdman, the main actor in Multiplicity. What else? He's all over the place. Obviously, a legendary actor. He was going to be playing the villain. But what does that mean? Who is the villain of Dumbo?
So, I honestly forget at this point.
Everyone's the villain.
Who's
the man.
Seen it in the last 20 years? Aside from these two, let's be honest.
It's such a short movie. It's 63 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah,
okay, I got time.
Yeah, you got time.
Yeah, you can
get the thing is, like, he's not the ringmaster because that's Danny DeVito. I just forget the Dumbo storyline.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, not, like, the storyline, the new storyline.
Who, like, what do you play if not the ringleader? Are you...
I think he's
Are you like a carnival guy who wants, like, not that owns a circus, but like who wants to put Dumbo on like a freak show? Is he a
Ooh.
Hunter?
Does he hunt, a hunter?
Does he hunt elephants?
Yeah,
in the urban
he goes
landscape?
To circuses. He's a hunter. Well, and he hides.
What's the story of Dumbo? I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh yeah, my mean, God!
No. Just give us a synopsis.
Who are you?
I
me?
Will. It starts off in a circus train.
Oh,
Mrs. Jumbo has just had a baby. Her first and only baby.
With some big old ears.
I want you to do the reading for, like, Audible.
And he's so cute. He's looking around, and all the lady elephants are like, oh, my God. And then he sneezes, and his ears go out.
Yeah.
And then
so
they all start.
So she did give birth to a baby. Right. I'm consolidating
I'm giving
the story.
You this step by step because we don't have
Yeah, this is literally a play-by-play.
I need to know the
and
story.
And then his ears are really big, and everyone laughs at him, and the mom gets real mad at the ladies and
yes.
is like,
yes.
to the ladies.
Babe,
and
cliff
then,
notes, cliff notes.
Okay,
who and then
at a baby.
Really cruel.
These
elephants.
Mean ladies.
Elephants, look, elephants are really brutal. They're so
okay.
Brutal.
Hold on. Such sidebar: bullies. Michael Keaton would play a man who acquires the circus in order to exploit Dumbo and his mother.
That's even
he's
worse.
The owner of the circus.
You think Danny DeVito is going to be a caring man?
Yeah, I do. I think he's going to have
Dumbo,
to like work.
You're going
to
be fine.
Okay, and then the circus is happening. They go to town. And they set up the circus, and then these kids come and they make fun of Dumbo in yeah. front of his mom, and his mom...
I know you were just born, but you look like an idiot. Get
smacks
back
him
in.
Around a little bit, and then they mark her as a mad elephant,
right,
and they
right.
lock her up.
And they shoot her.
And that's when Baby Mine happens, when she's like, he goes to visit her in her jail cell, and she rocks him. And then, you know, it's just one of those Disney movies where a lot of nothing happens for a while. He gets drunk on champagne with Timothy Mouse. He's very depressed about Timothy? His mom. No.
Oh.
Dumbo.
Yeah.
Timothy comes.
But they're like, they can see each other, right? She's just tied up in the corner.
She's tied up in a jail cell.
Yeah, but he can, like, go hang out with her.
This is terrible.
And they get separated.
It's dumb because that's totally not how it would work. It's unbelievable. It's not.
But if an elephant,
but not mad
if an elephant attacked people who came to the circus, they would lock that elephant up.
Yeah, but if you had a circus where people could go up and slap baby elephants, you wouldn't have very good...
He's not slapping...
Like, whose fault is that?
They're making fun of him, and then the elephant slaps them.
Yeah. Why are you letting him do that? That's like, oh, I shot that elephant, the elephant attacked me. That elephant must be crazy. No, you shot the elephant. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of deal. They were the... Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm just being a little bit...
And then Timothy is like, you can use your big ears to fly, but it's kind of like a... He's fake. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm going to tell him he can fly.
It's a placebo.
Yeah, placebo. But then it turns out he can fly.
Yeah.
He flies back to his mom.
Yeah. And that's it?
That's it. That's...
Where's his mom that he flies back to her?
They get separated. I kind of forget how they get separated.
That's why. That's literally the whole point of my question. You were telling me a scene by scene, and you didn't answer my question.
Hold on.
I feel like I don't even need to see the movie now.
You don't.
I'll see the live action one.
Honestly, it's one of those movies where it's more about the animation as you're watching it than the storyline itself. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's more of like an exhibition movie than it is a real like narrative.
Good. You know, this live action one sounds great. I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm into it.
Well,
but
I think what this means is that we're going to get a storyline for Dumbo for the very first time, apparently, without racist crows.
We'll see what happens.
You know about the racist crows, right? One of the crows in Dumbo. They're like super racist crows. As a matter of fact, the leader is named Jim Crow.
Yeah. No, they're all together. They're all together at the circus, but then when he gets drunk, they wake up the next morning in a tree. And that's like the first hint that he can actually fly.
Don't
Wait,
drink and
Dumbo
fly.
Gets drunk?
Yeah, they get the pink elephants on parade sequence.
Pick-a-durn.
This sounds like a made up movie. I know it's real.
Anyway,
this just sounds
I know
so
you all
odd.
Tuned in to hear a recap of.
In case you missed.
All right, I want to see via chat. Let us know in numbers. When's the last time you watched Dumbo, if at all? Because it could be... I think we're all a little rusty on Dumbo.
No, I watched Dumbo probably around like 2012.
Okay, that's a number. That would be 5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is still like... You could be rusty after 5 years, yeah. For sure. I'm rusty on movies after like 5 months.
But
so.
he's my favorite.
The 40s were a simpler time, Kennedy. Absolutely.
Dumbo is very. It's so funny that you're pointing out the art because Dumbo was like made with a lot of watercolor because they didn't have money because of the war.
Yeah, that's my point. It was like an exhibition on animation and not so much one on narrative. So it is what it is. Anyways, Michael Keaton, he's going to be playing Birdman in that film. It's going to be great. Next up. We've got, lots of Disney stars are being added
People
to the
like
Hollywood
People are like 2 months ago, 2 years ago, 7 to 8 years ago, 1994, 11 years. All right, time for a rewatch, y'all.
Yeah, I think
All
it's
right,
time.
Sorry, keep going.
Hold on, my computer's not loading. Sarah, tell us a little bit more about the stars.
There's so many, every year people are inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which if you don't know what that is, that's the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, get a star on Hollywood Boulevard. And this year there's a lot of like Disney people
Woo!
Being added. You up?
Nope. Just keep going.
Mark Hamill, who's not only getting a Disney Legend Award, is also getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Leo, turn off your volume.
It wasn't even on. That was crazy. My computer's malfunctioning.
Keep malfunctioning. Going. In addition, the one, the only Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse is getting, I guess, you know, here's, guys, there's something I should
it's
add.
It's about time.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's fair enough to say. But there's something you guys should know about the Walk of Fame is literally anybody can have a star. You pay for yourself to get in.
No, they're nominated. Yeah, I looked it up today because on the website
pay.
It's like.
You gotta pay.
Nominate your favorite celebrity.
So if you get nominated, then you have to pay. So it's like people want what the people want,
yeah, but
if you don't want
to
pay,
to even like end up like nominated,
you have to pay.
You gotta have some influence, yeah.
Do you think I should try to get myself nominated?
Like you know what I mean? Like Minnie Mouse, come on.
Minnie Mouse. I'm sorry. When did Mickey Mouse get his star?
I'm sorry. Mickey Mouse has a star. Disneyland has a star. Donald Duck has a star. Tinkerbell has a star. And Winnie the Pooh has a star.
Mm-hmm. What the F.
It's honestly,
it's not.
She deserves one.
I get it. No, she does deserve one. I'm just saying, like, okay. Where is it? Do we know?
Probably near El Cap.
You think so?
That's where they have all the Disney ones.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because it's Disney owned. And last but not least, Lin-Manuel Miranda is also getting a star.
Hey, he got one fast.
Got a nice smile.
You know, there's a lot of people who got, like, Sofia Vergara has one.
Yeah.
But so Minnie Mouse just got hers. This is ridiculous.
You can walk down there and you'll see at least
Chris Pratt just got one.
Good for him.
He did?
Yeah, and his is in prime Disney real estate, too. It's like outside El Cap, yeah.
Outside El Cap. Is that the spot you want to be? Because sometimes you see them down like 3 miles away from the strip and you're like, oh, man. This guy must not have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
He's pretty lonely. All right, that's cool. Anybody else?
That's the only relevant ones to us. There's a lot of other ones, but...
Anybody else worth noting?
I mean, hold on. Let's see. I only wrote down the Disney ones. I clicked the wrong link.
I'm trying to find them here, too.
They're all right there.
Oh, Taraji P. Henson? RuPaul?
Yeah,
it's about
RuPaul.
Time. RuPaul's Simon Cowell. Enough. Jennifer Lawrence. Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana.
Oh, it's not an Enya?
No.
And Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Oh,
Taraji P. Henson.
See what I mean? Like, it's all, Wonder Woman is a big hit this year, so Linda Carter gets a star. Come on, why didn't she get one before when she was actually popular? See what I'm saying?
Do you not know who Taraji P. Henson is?
Nope.
From Empire and Hidden Figures.
Oh, yes, I do
know
who that is.
Haven't seen either of those movies.
But I definitely know who that is when you say that.
Show, so.
I looked at my Venn diagram, and she was in the middle of both of them, and so therefore I was able to figure out who she is.
Oh, Weird Al's getting one.
It's about damn time.
Oh, my God.
Weird Al is still a thing?
Oh, my God. Leo loves Weird Al.
Does he still make music?
Yes. Yes. Yikes.
Like, when was the last Leo's song?
Remember that song, Because I'm Tacky, and he had all the stars dancing to
it.
Because I'm Tacky, clap along.
The last song I heard from him, do you know what that was? White and Nerdy.
Oh, White and Nerdy.
Yeah, that was like...
That's the last time I heard from Weird Al.
Yeah, because his songs don't usually end up on like mainstream radio, but he's still making music.
Carrie Underwood.
And he's in a bunch of shows. He's like all over the place. He has his own show on Disney.
Yeah, he has a show on Disney called Miles.
No, it's Murphy's...
Milo Murphy's Law.
There we go.
Have not seen it.
Yeah, he's a big voice
catch
actor
up
now
with
and
Al.
Does all that stuff. He's on
Mary J. Blige, Carrie Underwood, Jack Black.
Jack Black, finally.
Richard Branson. There you go.
Yeah, I'm like,
cool.
At this.
What a good group.
Yeah, they all deserved it, I guess.
There's all this drama happening about the Disney legends.
Oh,
what?
Do tell. Let's make news.
I mean, like, Mark Hamill made me think of it. It's just like at D23, they're inducting new people into the Disney Legends group. And a lot of them are people who don't necessarily
deserve it.
No, but like Stan Lee is getting one. Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher.
Shouldn't Stan Lee get one at this point?
Well, I'm not saying this is my opinion, but people say that he shouldn't get one because... Disney just acquired his legacy.
But
it's not a Disney legacy.
But yes. It is a legacy that now belongs to Disney.
Right.
Therefore, he is technically a Disney legend.
Sure.
So he should get
I don't disagree. I don't care, is my feeling.
How
I'm
I
like,
feel.
Whatever.
Look. Let's talk about the fact that I feel like anybody who creates a legacy like that should be honored. And the fact that...
It's like there is no Marvel Legends Award.
I know.
And if there was, it would just be a Disney Legends Award at this point.
And if they had them, they wouldn't he wouldn't give one to himself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like Stan Lee kind of is Marvel.
By the way, Elizabeth is pointing out Steve Irwin's also getting a star.
Yeah, I saw that as well. By the way, someone was pointing out that Weird Al was great in the show Gallivant, which he was.
Right. Also, haven't seen.
Someone
that.
Also pointing out Big Hero 6 is Marvel and Disney.
Linda Carter is still popular. She plays the president on Supergirl. I wouldn't call that popular. I would say that she's got a role. Like a million actors that have roles. She's definitely more known for Wonder Woman. So, just saying. Why didn't she get one? She didn't get one for being the president on Supergirl. let's just put it that way.
People are very annoyed.
I get why they would be annoyed, but I mean, I think that Marvel might be one of the greatest acquisitions Disney's ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan Lee is the face of that. And I think that... You know, he should be honored for at least... He built an empire that was so big that now is part of... It's Disney said, we want that to be part of our legacy. At least give him a trophy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a pizza, maybe.
Speaking of
Stan Lee, I'll give you guys some cool news. I will be playing Doctor Strange at Stan Lee's 95th birthday party.
That's awesome!
Yeah, so I'm really excited. It's a Tuesday before Comic-Con. Tickets are actually on sale. You can buy tickets. It's like a huge event. It's going to be wild, and I will be stranging it up. That'll be really interesting.
Take pictures.
Oh, trust.
Ian pointing out Jack Kirby's also getting a Disney Legend Award.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't. Jack Kirby can't. Yeah, exactly. You can't have Lee without Kirby.
Right.
Just FYI to everybody else out there. Lee came up with the ideas, Kirby drew them.
So, like, you know, it's a weird legend ceremony, but, like, who cares?
Who cares at this point, honestly? Just, we need more legends. What else we got? Sarah, go to town. Pixar theory about Andy's dad debunked.
Well, first I just want to quickly, like, hear what people thought, because there was, like, maybe a 12-hour period between this, like, coming out and it being debunked. So, like, did you hear about this theory about Andy's dad?
No.
And Andrew. Well, I'm waiting for the comments.
We don't call him Andy. We call him Andrew.
Yeah. Waiting for the comments.
Let's not keep them waiting. Just start talking.
Let me just read you this snippet.
There are not rumors of the Last Jedi trailer. It is confirmed that we are getting the Last Jedi trailer at D23.
Wait, where's the snippet I was about to say? The story goes that Andy's dad, whose name was also Andy, was the one kid in the world who received a one-of-a-kind Woody doll in a promotional giveaway. The doll wasn't mass-produced because the TV show on which it was based was apparently canceled before they had a chance to manufacture the film, which would explain why Woody doesn't remember that he was on Woody's Roundup.
Wait, say that all one more again.
The theory
don't
is...
Don't whisper it this time.
Sorry, I wasn't whispering.
Woody went to the thing and he was in a movie.
Everyone for a long time has figured that Andy's dad is dead. Because he's not in the movies. Okay, that's like the first part.
Yeah.
I already feel like that's just not true just because I know that they didn't give Andy a dad just because it was too hard to render different human models at the time.
Is your dad a dippy? No, he's just too high polygon and we couldn't render that in time.
But this theory is that he died of like polio and that his toys were destroyed because of the disease, except for Woody.
Why would Woody not be?
Woody
is literally made of fabric and the most likely to carry a disease in him.
Oh my God, I'm so hot. The part that I have to repeat is that the theory is that Woody was Andy Sr.'s toy and that he was never mass produced because the show was canceled before they could mass produce Woody dolls, which is why we never see any other Woody
dolls. That's why they're so rare.
They're rare, and Woody himself does not remember being on Woody's Roundup. It's been, like, a plot hole for a long time. It's like, if Buzz knows his storyline of being, like, Star Command, why doesn't Woody remember Jesse and
Prospector
Pete?
Because nobody documented anything in 1935.
But Woody as a toy would remember being on Woody's Roundup, so this was a theory.
No. They never wrote anything down back then.
Okay. I don't know what you're trying to discredit.
I'm just making up fake news, babe. It's not real. I know. I understand that he was lost.
So how is this debunked?
Andrew Stanton, who's director at Pixar, was like, this is fake news.
Utter fake news. Everyone go back to your homes. Nothing to see here, folks. That is great.
Here's my question. What's being debunked?
That Woody was Andy Sr.'s toy. They made up a lot of stuff. One.
Where did that even come from?
Is a video.
It's such an old toy.
It's debunking everything. Like that Andy's dad died of polio. That Andy's dad name was Andy.
Where did polio even come from? Like where are people pulling that random fact?
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying
someone
like,
had too much time on their hands.
I can make up a million theories. It doesn't mean that they should hold water. You know what I mean?
Right. So Andrew Sandler was like, it's not true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you for verifying that the story about Andy's dad having polio, which has nothing to do with the movie, is not true. We kind of already figured. Disney's not going to be like, oh yeah, Andy's dead.
This explains several things from later on in the series. Why Woody doesn't remember he was a part of Cowboy Crunchy's Woody's Roundup. Why the handwriting on Buzz's foot is different than Woody's. Why Al saw Woody as so valuable. Blah, blah, blah.
All right. That's weird. You want to talk about this?
Why the handwriting's different on the foot?
The handwriting is different on Woody's foot than Buzz's foot.
Because wasn't he younger when he got Woody? So I'd hope his handwriting improved.
No, I still write my ends backwards. Yeah. That will never change. I am who I am.
It's who I am. It's my brand.
Stop shaming me for my backwards ends. Yeah, polio is such a stretch. I would understand like his dad maybe just died, you know, cancer, something like that. I am salty because it's so silly that's like... That's even out there in the world, and everybody...
Well, I mean, have you ever really looked into the Pixar theory?
Yeah, but it's like, it already is a stretch.
Right.
But like, to add unnecessary... Like you don't know the Pixar theory?
What's the Pixar theory?
We're about to talk about it, so it's a good segue.
Yeah, go ahead, Sarah.
The Pixar theory, as Renee is about to find out, is a theory that claims that all of the Pixar movies exist in one universe.
Yeah. And every time you're watching a Pixar movie, it is just another place and time within that universe. For example, The Good Dinosaur is like prehistoric times, or possibly even... No, prehistoric times, before, like, everything ever happens.
I love this article that I found for this piece, because there's, like, one paragraph that actually, like, summarizes it pretty well, whereas, like, the website is kind of really long and hard to get through.
Everybody's saying to watch Super Carlin videos on it. We have. We've seen that video.
That's where it came from.
That's where it originated.
Okay, so the Pixar theory has four main points. The first is that the human race ended by going to war with the animal kingdom. Then humans were victorious, but only with the help of machines, who ended up taking over the planet. Then, while humans went off to live in space, WALL-E, machines ruled the world until WALL-E discovered life and brought the humans back. Fourth, life on Earth began mutating, monsters were created, and they wiped people off the planet. Those are the four main points of the Pixar theory.
But that's not even possible, because monsters didn't wipe people off the planet. They coexist.
There's no humans in the Monsters, Inc. movies.
No? How about when they open the door and go into the human
world?
Right,
I forgot about that. Sorry.
What is literally the point of the movie?
It's really hot.
Remember Boo? Remember?
Nope, just monsters.
Just minor.
Well, it poses that they eventually wipe humans off the planet. That's what.
Has anyone confirmed or denied?
Everyone at Pixar is like, this is not true.
Well, they made it up and
it
got really popular.
The point of
fun theory.
The news piece is that Cars 3 does not align with the Pixar theory for one very minuscule reason.
Oh, and none of this. Everything is perfectly concrete except for
because
this.
The Pixar theory states that machines take over the planet.
That's Cars.
Right. But in Cars 3, they make direct reference to crabs on the beach.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean that animals are wiped
anything,
off the planet.
It messes it up.
No, it doesn't. Take human off the planet. They didn't say anything about animals.
No, because also, because first, humans go to war with the animal kingdom. Humans are victorious.
When did they do that?
That's before in the Pixar theory.
What movie allows this
theory?
Oh my god,
it's the Pixar theory. I hate it. I can't follow it.
See what I mean, guys? See what I mean? It's dumb.
Okay, hold on. The Cars franchise takes place in the long period of time that humans were gone. All life on Earth is supposedly mechanical. There are cars of every shape, size, color, size, and nothing else. Even the animals in the film have been turned into cars. In Cars and Cars 3, there are scenes depicting tractors as cows.
When did things become magical, too? All of a sudden, animals are cars?
Tractors are cows.
But wait. There's kind of a big step between all of a
There's
sudden...
There's no other animals in cars.
A cloven cow, a bovine, and then you snap your fingers and you're a tractor. I need a little bit of something in the middle there to connect those dots for me. I can understand a chimpanzee to a human being.
Then why
over
can
millions of years.
Some animals talk and some can't?
I bet that people
That's
are
That's the real question.
Guys, I have a new theory.
What?
Maybe none of this makes any sense at all.
Anyway, the Cars 3 doesn't work. Okay.
I'm sure there's other reasons why.
Someone's really upset.
Do you want me to go through it? It all starts
with
Merida.
Yeah, we got time. Might as well.
Merida discovers the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, the Boo Witch. The Boo Witch
she discovers. Yeah, she discovers magic, and this leads to the birth of superheroes. The Incredibles is next.
That's kind of a long period.
Toys start to absorb powers from zero-point energy. Then Toy Story happens. Toys discovered what happens to toys that are isolated from humans. Toy Story 2. Resentment towards humans was not only carried by inanimate objects, but by animals as well.
Wait. That's kind of a leap.
Okay, hold on.
That's a leap.
The toys discover...
Toys were
that's
resentful
the leap.
Because they suddenly were given life. But animals, why not? Them too.
Yeah, that is kind of a leap. I like wanted to read more, but there's
like
nothing
the
else.
Dumbest
the toys discover
of all time.
That it's dangerous for them to be isolated from humans. We start to see inanimate objects question their purpose in life. For example, Jessie resents her owner Emily for abandoning her. Resentment towards humans was not only carried by inanimate objects, but by animals as
Why?
Well. That's all
Why?
It says.
You can't do that. That's the thing. Well, humans learn to build cars, so one day raccoon said, "Us too." No.
And then Finding Nemo. Animals begin to be more curious and carry more humanistic characteristics.
Jesus. Like talking.
Then Ratatouille. We see that Remy's clan does not approve of the humans and feels both fear
I resent
and
you,
hate.
Remy. I resent you because
Toy Story
I can't
3.
Make the perfect dish. We are going to kill your entire species.
Well, let's get to the Cars part. Okay. how do we know Cars took over Earth and not another planet? Cars 2, they go to Europe, Japan, all these very specific places. Alanol is run by BNL, which eventually polluted the whole Earth due to its use of oil. The whole world becomes unfit to sustain life. WALL-E. Then Bugs Life after WALL-E. Then Monsters, Inc.
So the bugs are rebuilding the planet.
Hundreds of years after WALL-E, animals started changing due to radiation caused by BNL. These animals evolved into monsters and accidentally wiped humans off the face of the planet. No mention of animals.
But they needed the humans. Why would they wipe them off the planet?
At Monsters University, they falsely taught the monsters that humans were toxic. Yeah, I don't know how they wiped
them out.
Literally,
they powered their entire civilization.
This doesn't make
any
sense.
It does! Oh my gosh, literally? Yes, it doesn't make any sense. Like, this theory is full of holes. It got popular because it's just like Disney's popular right now. And anything you can do to make up a theory that's original within that universe, people will cling to.
Anyway, Cars 3 is just another reason why it doesn't work.
That just, like, hurt my head.
Yeah, I know. I will be crying into my pillow tonight. This is...
Someone bought the domain Pixar Theory to attach several movies to...
They wanted to make a through line all the Pixar movies, but it doesn't necessarily work that way. They wanted to create a cohesive cinematic universe abstractly.
Not everything is attached to everything.
Correct. Yeah, you did it. You did it. You summed it all up.
Oh my gosh.
I will not calm down because it's funnier for me to be irate. Anyways, let's move on. That was fun. I know I'm acting like a cynical, crabby old man, but like it's actually just really fun to talk about. That's what fandom's all about. Guys, it's a million
degrees. Our energy's a little down because it's a million degrees.
It's wet.
Let's see. What do you think the temperature in here is?
Is that, can we check from our phone?
I don't have a temperature. I don't have a thermometer.
I don't think the phone goes straight from the room.
It doesn't. No, it only tells you in Los Angeles. But if you
it's definitely 80.
Oh, it's almost 90 in here.
It's too hot.
It's very hot.
Anyway, let's talk about Trump.
Trump?
What?
Yep.
What?
We're thank doing you. It. Thank you. What about Trump,
guys?
No.
Yeah, this has been a thing for a while, but like it's blowing up this week. So
Papa Leo 76, Papa Bless.
Hall of Presidents at Disney World. They closed it when the election happened, and they were like, we're gonna make a Trump animatronic for the Hall of Presidents, because that's what happens in the Hall of Presidents. They have every president there.
As an animatronic?
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna be like this.
How do you feel about that? Do you like it?
No, I don't like it.
Because you don't like animatronics.
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Oh, it's not because, it's not having nothing to do with her political points of view.
So they closed it, but, like, it should have opened already, you know what I mean? And so for a while, there's, like, these rumors coming out where they were like, Disney's, like, trying to not let the animatronics speak because there's this really big petition that, like, 15,000 people signed.
My animatronic's going to be the biggest animatronic
right.
in the entire...
Don't let the animatronic speak. Here's the thing. From, like, whenever Hall of Presidents opened to 1993, only three presidents spoke, and it wasn't the current president. It was, like, Lincoln, Washington.
The big ones.
The big ones.
Oh.
And then in 1993, they started the tradition of having the current president say something.
No.
So everyone's like, have it go back to the pre-93 version.
They were the really big
ones. He could just say Covfefe.
He could just say Covfefe.
What if it said Covfefe? Like, what if
I want
like
that tweet to read out.
It's like you know, like written on the bottom of his shoe is Covfefe. Only the Imagineers have seen it.
And then this report came out like a month or so ago. It was like when I was going to Disney World. It was like some cast member in Disney World like came out and was like, they're doing everything they can to not have him speak, blah, blah, blah. Like, Trump's team isn't responding to requests to do a recording and like all these things. But... it's not true. Disney came out this week and said, despite some media reports to the contrary, President Trump will have a speaking role in the Hall of Presidents like every president since 1993. Disney Parks has been working closely with the White House, just as we have with previous administrations, and the president's recording session has been scheduled. It's going to open up the end of 2017. And then like some other report came out saying that like the White House was like, we have to write what he's going to say on our own. All the stuff.
Do all the presidents talk?
Oh, no, just the sitting one and then the big ones.
So why does he have to talk?
Because he's the sitting president.
Oh, the sitting president.
The sitting
always
president
talks.
Always talks since 1993.
Well, that's fine because, I mean, he won't talk forever. So.
Right.
Even.
Welcome
years.
To the happiest
place. Yeah, Obama
place
is in the Hall of Presidents.
On Earth.
So is Obama still talking right now or is it closed?
It's closed right now because they're still recording his thing.
Yeah.
And stuff.
What do you think he's going to say?
I don't know, dude.
going to be like,
wrong.
Only premium pass holders can come in here.
I wish that they would just change it to the pre-1993 version.
I mean, they could.
Right.
Trump would be like, Disneyland is fake fun.
Right. I'm sure they're trying to
don't
avoid.
Don't go to Disneyland.
I'm sure they're trying to avoid.
They don't know what they're doing.
You know.
Oh, really? Mr. Trump?
That Disney. Kind of scandal. But I think there was like this weird hope that he just would never schedule his recording. And then they could just be like, we tried, and then not have him talk.
Are you
sure? Remember when that Bob Iger bailed?
Hmm? Bob Iger did bail. We didn't even report on that.
We didn't report on that.
I love that. You know, that happened when I was in Orlando. Advisory committee. He was on Trump's advisory team, and he left.
Thank God. It was when Trump did some.
He didn't sign the Paris deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He stated that he wouldn't sign the Paris deal.
And then he was like, I can't do this. I tried, guys. And he bailed.
After, like, Elon Musk left, and then it was a lot of pressure for him to. Why does anyone care about this? Because our country's in shambles. low-key.
And it's relating to Disney in a lot of ways.
There's, like, this weird thing happening on Diz Twitter, which Leo hates when I call it that, but it's what it's called.
It's called Diz Twitter?
Just, like, the Disney Twitter blogosphere. Community. Yeah, where, like, people are like, stop talking about politics, and, like, I come to you for Disney. No one's doing that to me, but I've seen it happen to other people, and I'm sure, like, we might get it now.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, but there's a Hall of Presidents at Disney World.
Sorry, that's
Disney
in the news.
Brought politics
also,
into it.
Also, right. the CEO of Disney was on, part of President Trump's advisory committee. Tell me that's not related. Then he left because of decisions. I mean, like, as a Disney fan, you sort of look in that direction.
Right.
You can't help it. That news is larger than the sum.
It's just like
parts,
to say that like Disney and politics should be separate is just funny because like Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, The American Experience, The Hall of Presidents, Animal Kingdom's
also,
like entire environmentalism
Disney,
mission.
Disney represents
Epcot.
The American dream. Epcot,
sustainability.
Captain America.
Yes, there we go. It's just like, okay, like, you can't, just like everyone.
It's, everything is inevitably tied to politics. There's just no escape from it. But it's okay. We won't get too deep into that. Those are just the facts. Our opinions were infused with those facts, but those are still the facts.
Here's the thing. I never went on Hall of Presidents before. I won't go on it now. No big deal to me.
Well,
but
no, I will. I want to see that, dude.
Dude, everyone's just like,
how like
long,
pain to see
how
it,
long
so.
Until it, like,
breaks down.
You know, like, gets... like destroyed by a
Disney
guest.
Isn't even gonna bother like putting a red rope in front of me.
No.
Yeah, what if you can buy like Trump hair hats at Disney, like his little? Like,
that's not a thing. I know, but they've never done that for any president ever. Why would they now?
I said, what if?
Yeah, but why would that happen?
Because it would be hilarious. Anyway,
just have fun with a Mad Hatter hat.
Oh, right. It's huge! It's huge. What else we got? Rivers of America. Yeah, come on, guys.
Yeah.
But that's...
Walt Disney's opening day speech, like, literally is, like, the ideals that have created America. Like, I don't know, whatever.
Like I said, my
Ronald
parents...
Ronald Reagan was
my parents
at the
are
opening
immigrants,
day of Disneyland.
And the reason I'm such a big Disney fan is because that was part of their American dream. They wanted me to have a full imagination. They wanted me to pursue what I loved. They thought the ingenuity was something that couldn't be matched anywhere else and only possible in America. Disneyland is sort of like the symbol of fun and entertainment and creativity in the United States and now globally. And, you know, that's always something that's just kind of been integral to my upbringing. So it is part of the American image, man. You think Coca-Cola, you think Mickey Mouse, man. Those are like, you know, cherry pie baseball.
My dad's an immigrant as well.
He's an American? Oh, immigrant. I was like, dad's American? Yeah.
My dad's American as well.
Yeah. Where's your dad from?
Iran.
There you go, dude. Oh, even more. Come on. Middle East? Come on. That's even more relevant.
And like a lot of my family has come from straight from Iran.
Dude.
Grew up in Tehran? Yeah.
High five for first gen. What's up, girl? Jeez. Anyway. Anything else, Disney News?
They debuted a Maui character. It came out after I saw it.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk.
Don't have an image, but you can maybe they can find it. Do you like Maui, Shanghai Disneyland character?
There's a Maui character?
Yeah.
Don't tell
but
me
it's
a plush. It's a real
it's
person?
Plush.
It's a plush character. Yeah, it's not a face character.
They can't just find a super buff guy?
No.
There's super buff guys out there. Oh, that's scary.
Hey, it's okay to say you're frightened.
Are you kidding me?
There he is.
I hate that.
I'm just an ordinary fluffy guy.
Wow, I don't like that at all.
My name's Maui. That's how he would talk.
That's terrifying.
That's rough. That's pretty rough.
That's pretty rough.
So,
why?
I mean, I this isn't a meet and greet in Shanghai. It's just in a show, the castle show. So I don't know if they'll ever bring him out for meet and greets.
I wouldn't.
But it exists.
I don't know if anybody would want to meet or greet that. I would run away.
Imagine, like, the guy under it. Like, what if he is, like, a good-looking kind of buff guy and
mean?
He finds out he gets the part?
It's Maui.
And then all of a sudden no they see it. The... I'm sorry. But then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, guys, like, I'm the Maui character at Disneyland. And then he finds out
you
he's
know what
be covered
to see?
Up completely.
It's like him, like, that character, the whole suit and everything, just going, like... just, like, dancing.
I know, but constantly with the eyes wide open and the
yeah,
sweat.
Yeah. And trying to, like...
If you guys haven't seen, Leo did a video on Thingma Vlogs about the scariest characters that you can meet at Disneyland. Oh. And it's just, like, him going back, like, way into the vault to find, like, characters that only existed
some
for, like, a second.
Oh, my gosh! I want to look that
up.
Yeah,
you have to watch
it.
You're going to be terrified.
It's actually, like,
it's
a pretty successful video.
Thingma Vlogs.
Here's the thing. I, like, understand why it's not a face character, because it's probably, like, way too labor-intensive to do tattoos on a human. It's probably,
every single day.
But then,
yeah.
and then you could just do a shirt, but then they're going to put themselves at risk to be like, he's wearing a costume of another culture skin.
Which is what
happened with the controversy with they did the costume. They would never
do
that.
It wouldn't be that way if they only cast Islanders.
Right, but they don't do that.
But they could.
They could.
It's Disney. They can afford that. They can find someone.
I just understand why.
They do it for Tiana. Why wouldn't they do it for anybody else?
I mean, they cast, like, non-Asian Mulans all the time.
Where?
In our theme parks.
Really? To sing?
I mean, to do all sorts of things. I've seen like...
If it's on a stage show, then and they're not really the character, remember?
Well, that's only for Frozen Live. Magical Map doesn't count.
But I've never seen a white person play Mulan in Magical
I've seen
Map.
A Hispanic person be Mulan.
I've never seen that. Also, you don't know her ancestry. You can't make that judgment call. A lot of Hispanics have all
There's
eyes.
Also a white Tiana in Paris. So.
No, there is
yes,
not.
Yes, there is.
Please don't tell
I've
me that's
seen
true.
A picture of her.
Please don't tell me that's true.
We shouldn't be talking like this for character integrity's sake, but I'm just lit up over
oh,
it.
Oh, come on. This is... We can do it.
Like, all the Jasmines. All the Jasmines are not Middle Eastern.
That's
well, if they really need a Middle Eastern Jasmine, like, I'll do it. Okay? Fine.
So, you know.
You would be a face character at Disney?
He's looking
for hot there.
It's Paris.
So hot.
Type in
sweating.
Paris. Is that her? That might be her. I can't tell. I don't know if that's her.
White
I don't.
Girl Tiana?
I can't tell. That might be her.
That's just, like, gonna have to wait a while.
Anyway. Yeah, I understand, like, if they're not planning on having him be a meet and greet, why they would just, like, do a suit for, like, this one show. You know what I mean?
No. It's weird. All of it's weird, but, you know, that's why Disney is fun, because there's a million things to dissect, and we're all passionate about it, and we all care.
Fun fact. Good.
We all talk.
Did you know that Merida was, like, at first going to be a suited character?
Oh, yeah, with that creepy face.
Yeah.
What?
Merida was, like...
Why would you do that?
Because all other Pixar characters are not face characters. And so, like, they were like, well, she's got to be a suited character.
That's silly business.
I mean, she wasn't, so...
Yeah, but now we have Maui.
Man.
He looks so much fun. For a nightmare.
It is strange, the Jasmine thing, how, like, it doesn't raise a big stink. But yet, like, a white Tiana would. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's unfair that one is less of a big deal to people.
I call it minority priority. Yeah.
Well, it's because blackface
There's a hierarchy, right?
Blackface has a bigger emotional, historical reaction.
It's also much more just visually immediately recognizable.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Middle Eastern, you can't really tell a lot of times. So.
People sometimes can't
tell.
They think
I'm Middle
Persian.
Eastern. Yeah, I would. I didn't think that.
So, yeah.
I probably get told that I'm Persian more than you do, to be honest.
Yeah, you...
I get that a lot. Persian's, like, my number one or two.
I would say if you had brown eyes...
Yeah, that's...
But
well,
that's,
then
like
I could pass as Palestinian. But I happen to know that, right? I feel like that's maybe a little bit more of a name. Anyway. Guys, it's so hot in here, we're literally going to...
We're losing it.
Okay, we're just, like, talking about geopolitical current events. But that's okay. Yeah.
That's all the
news we have. Any other cool anecdotes? VidCon was this last weekend.
VidCon.
Guys, you excited
VidCon.
About D23? That's coming up in three weeks.
Guys, my cosplay is so lit.
It's too lit.
I want to see it.
We can't even give you guys a spoiler.
I'm going to, like, show Renee on my phone.
And then you'll see my reaction.
Wait. First, show her what it is. Then show her your cosplay.
Okay, otherwise,
I don't know if she'll know.
Don't say anything.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Leo?
Trust me.
No.
Just kidding. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, don't, like,
don't
say anything out loud.
Don't say what
I will
movie
not.
It is. Don't
say
anything
out loud.
Oh, you guys get to watch your reaction.
I'll be ready to meet her, Mike.
It's this.
Oh. Oh.
Right.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay, and then watch.
I like need to make sure that my sound is off when I
play
this.
Wait, that is amazing.
Check it out.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that insane?
Wait, you made that?
No, I didn't make it.
Okay, that's it. Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. Stop.
That's
stop,
all
stop,
I want to watch is that.
This is going to be bonkers.
That
guys. It's gonna
is
be bananas.
Killer.
Oh, man, it's going to be something. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. We will be there every single day, you guys. So if you are planning on attending D23, please make sure you see us. I mean, not see us. Make sure you say hi if you see us. It's going to be a blast, man. This year is going to be more lit than any of the previous years.
Lit.
It's going to be so lit. Lit 23. But yeah, we just finished up VidCon. That was intense.
Oh, you guys went?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And it was great seeing some of you guys out there. It was really wonderful. Let's see. This coming weekend is Anime Expo. So if any of you are planning on attending, please come say hi to me. I will be hosting the Funimation after parties at Lucky Strike in LA Live right next door. So if you're not 21, you can only hang out till 8 p.m. So hang out before then. If you are 21 and over, at 8 p.m., it's free to get in. Just head over to Lucky Strike and let's hang out. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. Then we got 4th of July. Then we have the Thingamavlogs. Have we announced this yet?
Yeah, we've announced we're doing a 24-hour live stream for charity in honor of our good friend and follower, Noah. To benefit the Children's Heart Foundation. We'll be starting a live stream of every Disney princess movie, including Frozen and Moana.
24-hour charity live stream.
Starting at noon on July 8th, going until noon on July 9th.
That's right. So if you guys were a fan of our DCOM marathon, which honestly, 99% of the dankest memes that come out of Thingamavlogs happened during that. That's where a lot of our friends' communities were formed. That was something to remember. This is going to be the junior version of it because one day is a lot more manageable than four.
And we'll be able to all be awake the whole time.
Yeah, we'll be able to be awake the whole time. Yeah. I might grab a quick nap. But and then after that is D23. Then after that is San Diego Comic-Con, which I will be doing some crazy stuff for down there, but I can't quite announce it yet. But more news on that coming soon. Guys,
also,
there's a lot happening this month.
This weekend, while Leo's at Anime Expo, if you're not going to Anime Expo, but you're just going to Disneyland, I'm going to be selling fan flare pins at the Artists Republic Pin and Patch Expo at Garden Walk, which is like literally walking distance from Disneyland. And what is really exciting that Leo doesn't even know yet is that like 9 new pins are going to be arriving on the 30th.
Are they making it on time?
Yeah, so that they'll be for sale for the first time at the Pin and Patch Expo.
They're really cool, guys. Woo! And we're starting a new series of pins and you're going to really dig this.
Right. This will be the only place that you can buy them separately because I'm only selling them as packs.
Yeah, they're
going to
be packs on the internet, but in the
and you get them early,
Expo, so come
and you
come
get
see
them
us.
Discounted. So
that's really cool. Congrats on making that happen in time.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Any news? You got some exciting news. This is huge. This is like a defining moment in your career, and I'm exceptionally proud of you. I've been wanting
Thank
to tell you,
you.
Wanted to save it on air. But I'm incredibly proud of you. Like, I've seen you grow over... How many months have you been on the show now? Have you been on for a full year yet?
I've not been on for a full year.
No,
I don't know how long.
6 months at least. And, you know, I've seen you grow. I've seen you grow with us, like, adapt to our personalities. And it speaks volumes about you as a host. But tell them about your new... I'm really proud
of
you.
That was so kind.
You're
Thank you
now.
So much. Oh, my
about,
gosh.
Girl.
I
tell
know.
What you
I
did.
Love
tell
Disney
what
movies.
You do.
Okay, guys. I recently got an exciting job. I will be hosting at Clever TV. So you can catch me on Clever News, Clever TV. So far, that's all I know.
Clever's, guys, if you don't know what Clever, you should know what it is. You've probably seen Clever videos and maybe you didn't even know it. Clever is like one of the biggest like daily news sites on pop culture on YouTube. It's huge.
It's awesome. So if you guys, actually, if you want to see one of the videos I did, leave a comment saying, hey, Renee from Disney Movie News. I did one about Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato's Instagram drama.
Did you tweet it out?
I did tweet it out. So you can even see it on my
Twitter. Twitter, yeah.
But check it out. Leave a comment. Leave some love. I'd love to hear from you guys. But yeah, I'm really excited. This is like, I love Clever. And I hope you guys watch me there,
too. Yeah, they will. They will definitely watch you there. It's almost unavoidable. So I am a proud dad today, for sure. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I'm proud of all y'all. Give some quick shout-outs before we go.
Oh my God.
Guadalupe, Natasha, Wendy May, Super Iron Halo, always hanging out in the chat. Carlene Slan, Andy up in the chat, my boy. Heavenly Imaginings, Alexis Alejo, as always. Elizabeth Cook, always chilling.
All right, where can they find you, Leo?
They can find me on Instagram, at Mr. Leo Zombie. Let's do that.
I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter, Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
And now
Love
on
you.
Clever.
And
Love
on
you
Clever.
We'll see you next week. Take it easy, guys.
Bye. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.